Zvachim Perkut Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Choyme b'shchitim b'ali. We spoke out in the Hagdama to Mishnah Aleph that Shchita and Halah have two separate parshas. Each one is an issa for itself, and that's why a person, even b'halah ma'achad, could be chayiv b'shtayim, because they're considered two different isurim. And we spoke out that each one has a choyme that the other one doesn't have. Here's where the Mishnah delineates that. Choyme b'shchitim b'aliyah. Each one has a choyme. Choyme b'shchita. Sha'ashoychit lahed yitchayiv. Let's say he's not shoychit l'shem kotchim, which is what we call the zemisa bomois, which we're going to learn about. Yitz Hashem in Perek Yudalit. Most of the tkufa of Klal Yisrael's history, there was an issa bomois. When there was no established place of the Mokum Mizbeach, which was Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and there was a period of wandering. The Mishkan was in Gilgal, so then there was a heta bomos, and then it was mutter to bring karbonis by a mokum outside of the Azor. Once the Mishkan was established firmly in Shiloh, and thereafter, of course, when the Beis Hamikdash was established finally in Yerushalayim, that's Nachlu Menucha. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem the next parak. Then there is no heter of bomos. So normal, what we're talking about is somebody in violation of the Isser Bomis. This is Ibn Gechazut over and over again in Sefer Melachim, where even Malchi Yehuda that fought against Avodah Zarah were not able to be oiker the Bomis. It's a very powerful urge, a very powerful Yetzer Hara to be makriv in random places. So when there's an issa bomois, person amal would be makriv a korban l'Hashem. What happens if not? What happens if he's being makriv? He's being sheichet lahedit. So the sheichet lahedit is chayiv, but the mala lahedit l'shem hedit, that's potter. Now the pashtus of when the Torah speaks out over there in Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Dal, that on a sheichet bachutz dom yichoshu l'shahu, means that the etzem Shchita of the carbon is the Avera, outside of the Mokum HaMiyuad Loi, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if he's being Shechting it L'Shem Adam or L'Shem carbon. However, a Mala Lahedit, he's not being Mala it, he's not violating his Abomas, he's not doing it as a carbon. What is he doing? So take a look at the Tesis Yomtiv. Based on the Rav, one shot over here is that what he's doing is he's being Makrivit to a person, as an elikus, as a getchka. So it's chayv and avodah zarah. He's potter on halo b'chutz, but it's chayv and avodah zarah. The pashtus is a mal b'hedi potter, is a potter in ganzen. Therefore, there's another pshat. First, it all brings another pshat. The mal b'hedi doesn't mean he's mal l'shem elikus. He's forgetting somebody. Stam, lasasai nachasruach. And the middle, the Pasuk says over there in Pasuk Test, the separate Isser of Halo, Lasus Oisir Lashem, so the Isser is Lahakti Lashem Hashem, is where the Rav brings it. So that's the Choymer of Shoichit. Choymer Bali, however, there's a Choymer also in Halo, Shnaim Shachzu Besakim Shachtu Pturim. If two do the Maisa together, the Potter, Ochzu Be'eve Vehalu Chayovin. Shchute chutz, a person could only be chayv one person, because the pasuk says dom yichoshev leish hahu. Hahu means a yochid. Ochzu be'eva, if they held on to one eva and they did a halo together, over there the gzeis hakasav is, it says ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ish ish means even two. L'chayre, the hergish would be, it's a gzeis hakasav, the hergish would be that somehow a shteto on gzeis hakasav is that the shoychet is chayef for the distinct maise shchita bachutz. Therefore, the maise shchita, if it's split two ways, nobody's chayef. Each one's doing only a half a maise shchita. Halah, the chiv is not so much on the maise. Maise halah is not as defined as a maise shchita. The issue is on the hakrova, not on the maise hakrova, but on that there's a chelik of a chelik of korban that's hukrav bachutz. On that being hukrav, even if two people do the maisa, the hukrav is a toitzor that can be shaykh to two people. That would be geschmack to explain the lomdus that way in this raid. There's such raid. Ubimaisif. There's a shaila if the din that we find in Masechet Shabbos, there are two people that do a maisa, shnayim shaso. Two people do a maisa malacha that both are potter. Is that a din dafke in Shabbos because of malachas machshevis, or is that a din b'chol ha-terekula? For those at times, it's a din in Shabbos. But if you say it's a din b'chol ha-terekula, frektzich the shaila. Maishno, that over here there's a din of shnayim, ochzu be'ev ve'alu chayovim, both of them are chayiv. And we're saying that it's exes hakosu. But what's taka the vort? So the way to say it, lefid lomdas that we're saying, is that shnayim shaso, the reason why it's potter b'chol ha-terekula, is because it's hagdor in the maisa, that it's a maisa that's done by two people, it's only a halba maisa. Each one's only doing a half a maisa. Over here the chiv is not, it's the maisa. The maisa halo is really, it's the fact that there's a hakrova. The maisa halo is not so much, it's just the hechetimtza to make the hakrova. So mela, the maisa is trying to point out that the reason why you need exes hakosuv, shnayim shachzov, besakin, b'shoch tu pturim, why don't we say that shnayim shachzu b'sakin, the chiv is alts the maisa, and im kain there's a kolatarikul digaptur of shnayim shaso? The answer is there would be a havamina that if it's nizbar in the posuk, that shnayim shehelo, they're both chayiv, there would be a havamina to compare that to shchita and to say maybe, and we'll say it the way we're saying it, is that shchita also, it's not the maisa shchita, it's the fact that you're turning something into a korban. There's a zvicha, there's a chalois behem shchuta, dom yishofech, outside of the base of Mikdash, that's the mechayiv, not so much the maisa. On that kamashmo, no, you have to do the maisa shchita with a regular gedder of one maisa, not two people doing the maisa. But hello, without that, there's a cause of the maisa is chayiv. So here we have the case, hello v'chozar, the hello v'chozar, the hello. What we're talking about over here is that he was mala an aver, one piece of the bosor, he was mala, he was makriv b'chutz, and then he was mala another piece. V'chozar sounds like it's the same piece, it's not. The reason why it says v'chozar is because, let's finish off the case. He did it three times. Chayiv al kol aliyav alila divrei Reb Shimon. That means you could be chayiv on three pieces of the same carbon. Now, frektzich hashaila, I could be chayiv if it's all one haloma. So what you're going to have to say over here, and we have similar ideas in Maseches Krisus and Shabbos, is that over here he was zochar between halos, that this is a carbon and it can't be malit outside the Beis HaMikdosh. So the chozar over here means chozar v'shochach. He forgot what he was doing, or he forgot the Isser Shaboy, and he was mala. So therefore, he could be chayv al kol aliyah v'aliyah. Now it's three shoygin. Why shouldn't he be chayv? And the answer is, there would be a tzad that all the cuts of meat, all the netichos, all the evorim of this one behema, the same way there's only one ma'aseh shechita on this behema, there's only one ma'aseh halah. So maybe they're all part of the same halacha. You can't be chayv three chatois, kamash one manat, but there's a derech halakas. Reb Yosi Yomini chayv halachas. Reb Yosi holds that the iser halah is all one maisa with all the other halakim of this behemoth. Even though it's a chiddush, because even though there's a yediyah bein halah v'halah, so we don't say that that's called a yediyah, because since it's all one akrov, all one behemoth, it's what's called b'loshen chazal, Ein yediyah l'chatz yishir. It's like a person eats a half a kazayis of chelev, and then he chaps, oi! He's eating chelev. Is that called a separate haloma, a separate shoygeg? The guy with the second half of the chelev? No. Because he didn't realize that he didn't have era, as far as he's concerned. He only had a half a kazayis. It has to be a yediyah that breaks up the shoygegin after he already was over on the ganz yishir, hamachuyev eschatos. In this case, the whole behemoth is one mechayev. So that's why he holds it as only one mechayiv. The Mishnah adds a line, v'nechayiv atchiyala l'roish ha-mizbech. What's called halah? Halah means that it has to go l'roish ha-mizbech. Where is that lafuke? We'll see the next shita in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Eimer, afilu helo ala sela, or ala even chayiv. Some makeshift place to be makriv karbonos is set up. A rock, a boulder,
So that's a Mokum Akrova. So Reb Shimon holds, yeah, the Tanakama over here, Reb Yossi, holds that the Pasuk says, when we're talking about Mizbech outside the Beis HaMikdash, is we're talking about Hakrova. The Pasuk talks about Noach being Makrov Michutz LaTeva when he came out from the Mabon, says, Vayiven Noach Mizbech LaShem. The Shem Halah is only when it's a Mizbech. On a Korban, Megabi the Shkita is any place. But the halal is only when it's a significant halal, it's only when it's in his back. And Santa Mufarshim point out to Sefta that if the tzur of the Mizbech has to be, it's not just a mokum miyud like Rava, Sela, and Evan, but it has to be a proper Mizbech, it has to be a proper Mizbech with Eish, with Eitzim on the top. That prat Lamaisa the Rambam doesn't bring down. But this prat that it has to be a Mizbech to be a halal, that yeah. Mishnah Dal, Echad Kadoshim. It doesn't make a difference if the korban is kosher or if the korban is posel. Any type of korban shei psulim b'kodesh, we spoke this out before, that's nifsal only is something that's from medina hegdish. It's not inherently unfit for hegdish. It's just that it was something was done to posel the korban, and because of that the korban is posel. V'kriven b'chutz chayiv. Maybe that's what shalai l'shmo we said. So the carbon could be possible, but it's absorbed by Kodesh. Therefore, the halal of that carbon is an Isser Bachutz. Hamalik is Ais Mino Idlam Mino Emurim Bachutz. Let's say there's a Maisa halal of a Kazayis from the Bosor of an Oilo and from the Emurim. It's Chayv. Why? Because since the Oilo is put totally, Kolal on his back, so the Bosor and the Emurim, even though they hookcraft separately, but that's in both of them are Mokrovim. So it's mitzarif, a half a gezayis of this and a half a gezayis of this. However, the other cases they're not. So Mishnah brings, HaKoimitz V'Halavoyna, these are cases from Maseches Menochos, the Koimitz of a Mincho, and the Lavoyna that comes with the Koimitz of the Mincho, we'll see him as Hashem soon, Maseches Menochos, Bakteris, with k'toris that was hukrav every day on Mizbech Azov, u'minchas koyanim, u'minchas koyanim Mashiach, the minchas koyanim is hukrav kol lala Mizbech, minchas koyanim Mashiach, was a separate korban that was brought asir so'efo every day from the koyan godlum, mechtzitza babayka, mechtzitza b'ayav, u'minchas nesochim, something that was brought as a separate korban mincha out of the nesochim of a korban. There wasn't an auxiliary, a tofel to a carbon. Sheikiv me'echon mehem kezayis b'chutz, the din is chayv. Any one of them, if a kezayis was hukrav, so then there's a chayv. All these things have a din of halo b'chutz. Rebeloza poiter, all these halos are not at sheyakiv is kuloi. Since all the above mentioned cases have to be a complete haktora, l'moshel l'koymitz that's chosen, we're learning Maseches Menochos, is nifsal, l'voinu, k'toyres, all these cases. Therefore, if the halah is a halah psula, it's not roi l'akrova like that. If it's not roi l'akrova, there's no chiyuv al tchutz. So Mela, he's only chayiv when he's makriv kuloi. V'kulon shekrivim b'fnim v'shir b'hem kizayis v'kivim b'chutz chayiv. Because over there it's called the Hakrova after Gansazach, because the rest of it was Hukrav inside. It doesn't have to be a whole Hakrova Bachutz, but it has to be a whole Hakrova. So here, the Nigmara Hakrovosoi Bachutz, the Hakrova mi Bifnim. Vukulam Shechosu Kolshein, Vikrivim Bachutz, Potter. Says Tazai, the first case where Rebeloza Poyta Chiakrov is Kuloi is that there's a whole Mincha here, there's a whole Koimitz. And he has to be a makriv b'chutz kuloi. B'derech hakrov b'fnim, that's the hakrov ha-makayev is b'chutz, ad sheyakiv is kuloi. Hikriven b'fnim, according to everybody, it's only a gemar of that hakrov b'fnim, then it's enough to his makriv b'chutz. Or chelek. But let's say the koimitz, etc., was nechsar already when it was b'fnim. So it wasn't really hakrov. So therefore, the kuliyamu, kulam shechosu kolshem v'kivim machutz is potter, because it already became nifsal. That's the shleimus of this din.